Welcome to Rhonda NP's Menopause Guide podcast with Rhonda Jollip, nurse practitioner, hormone expert, and menopause mentor. Balance your menopause experience with natural solutions and regain control to live the life you love. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Menopause Guide podcast with Rhonda NP. This is episode number 003. Our topic today is Tips to Win Against Holiday Stress. I'm your co-host, Chris Doctor, and I'll be joined shortly by Rhonda Jollip. Hey, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much for being here and hanging out with us today. We produce this podcast every week, and you can find our show notes and any resources we mention during the podcast at our website, rhondanp.com. So in our episode today, we talk about the Christmas holidays. We get to share some of our favorite memories, but we know just how stressful this time can be for some of you. And for women experiencing perimenopause and menopause symptoms, stress actually triggers or can make these symptoms much worse. We will share some of our top stress-busting tips designed especially for you at this time of year. We also have a free download with this episode, and you can find that on our website, rhondanp.com, episode 003. So let's jump right in. Oh, I love this time of year, don't you?
Love, love, love.
So, Rhonda, what's your favorite part of the holidays, Christmas holidays?
You know what? Christmas, just being with family. We have some very specific traditions with my parents that I grew up with, and then we've created our own traditions with my boys, and I love just that. I just love us being on this certain schedule, and we have to do it, or my boys would be thrown off, and they're 25 and 22, and we still have to do the same dang traditions we've always done, and I thought, oh, you know, how much longer do we have to do this, but I guess it's going to carry out till I have those grandchildren.
Oh, and then you're going to start all new traditions.
Yes.
I think my favorite part of the holidays really is just a sense of, it's a shared experience, not only with your family and friends, but, you know, your coworkers, and when you look the good parts, not the over commercialization or anything, but the good parts of the holidays. Like, we're sharing it as a collective. And I think that's really cool.
I do too. I do too. Just to have family together and nobody has anything else to do but that, because that's what it's all about. It's you're off from work, except those of you that have to, unfortunately, work at certain times, but you usually, most families try and say, okay, this is when we're going to have Christmas, or this is when we're going to open gifts, or this is when we're going to do something together. So it's really that family connection that is just really sacred.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. You know, one of my favorite holiday memories, I have a couple, is when we would go to church. We'd always go to church Christmas Eve, but not that midnight mass crazy thing. It was just, you know, early in the afternoon. And then we were the lucky kids that got to come home, and we got to open all of our presents. You know, did you get to open
we
all?
Did.
On
we
Christmas
did.
Eve too?
On Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Except for Santa Claus's gifts would come on Christmas morning.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Do you remember a favorite Christmas gift?
Oh my gosh. There were so many. So when I was really young, that yellow oven baked, what was that called?
Oh, Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven. Oh my gosh. That was like, I remember that. And it was just like the coolest gift ever. But it's like every Christmas, the gifts just seem so much better. I mean, it just, it's always exciting.
Yeah. One of my favorite holiday memories, my dad, who is an awesome storyteller and memory maker, I would say, he used to do these treasure hunts for us, which were epic. But they were all inside the house. So we'd have little notes, and he'd, you know, bring us from one room to the next room and, you know, look under mom's favorite, whatever it was. And we'd go screaming and tearing through the house, and we'd find another note, and he'd keep us busy on one end of the house. And then mom would set the present up on the other end. And, you know, looking back, it was so big.
I mean, things were so much bigger in my mind, but they were really simple things and really, truly, it's such a heartwarming memory. That's one of my favorite holiday memories.
Oh, that's great. And we have a holiday tradition now that started when my kids were little. So it was Grandpa. He puts together a little 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And he does a little story and he writes up the story and everybody's involved in the story. And it's really what we've kind of done over the year. Oh, and he makes it into this and it becomes this little gift exchange. And every time he says write, you send the gift to the right and to the left, and sometimes they're gay gifts and sometimes there's some kind of cool gifts, and it's just a really fun thing. And my kids are, and my nieces and nephews are in their 20s now, but they still enjoy it very much.
That's fun. So, you know, we're talking about all the fun things that happen during the holidays, and certainly there is, but this is also a huge stressful time for people.
Yes, it is very stressful.
And you know, women in perimenopause and menopause, we don't need more stress right now. Mm-hmm. And can we talk a little bit about what's going on with stress in our lives right at this moment in menopause?
Yeah, it's, first of all, your physical body is going under a lot of stress. So you are having surges of hormones in, out, or just completely depleted of hormones. And then your adrenal glands, which are your stress glands, that cortisol is being excreted out more now under times of stress over the holidays. And so then you might have more menopausal symptoms over the holidays, like hot flashes and night sweats and insomnia and anxiety and all of those symptoms, because you're not managing your stress very well. So it's really important to be aware of this and then really help manage it throughout the holidays more than ever.
Let me ask another question. For some of us, you know, we tend to drink a little bit more during the holidays because we have more gatherings. What does alcohol do specifically for menopausal symptoms?
So alcohol actually breaks down to sugar in your body. So when you drink alcohol, it converts to sugar in your body. And whenever you have sugar, so eating sugar or drinking alcohol converts to sugar, and that actually increases your insulin levels, which in turn have put a stress on your cortisol levels. And so it becomes this vicious cycle of stress.
Crap.
I know.
There's so much good stuff.
Did you hear I said sugar? So it's not just alcohol. It's actually all the sweets that come at the holidays more than ever throughout the year.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, as good as you try to be, I mean, it's okay to sneak one every once in a while, but it tends to be overwhelming, especially if you work in an office where, you know, this is of course sexist, but when there's a lot of women, we love to bake and we bring it in and there's just so much temptation.
There is. My office is pretty good. We try and, you know, take note of that. And so, Beth that works in my office, she makes these wonderful protein bars and she'll bring those in. There are these protein balls and they're so good and they kind of give us a little fix. And so if you are eating a little sugar, you're balancing out with some protein and fat, at least that helps a little bit.
That's good. Well, you know, in this episode, you know, we're talking all about holiday stress and how to alleviate it. So we've put together a download for this episode about our favorite stress busting tips, but we're going to talk real quick about the top five here. So we're going to dive right into it. And the first one I think is something that is super difficult for all of us. And it's about trying to be perfect. So during the holidays, what's your advice?
Oh my gosh. It is interesting that that would be number one, because we do think that everything should be perfect from the food to the table setting to the gift opening, and everything should be perfect. And when it doesn't go just how planned, it becomes very stressful instead of just kind of going with the flow. And really, nobody really cares if the napkins match or, you know, it is pretty to have that wonderful table. But if you don't have the time, and I don't think anybody would mind. I think it's really the getting together. And one year I decided, I just was so busy and I just decided I wasn't going to dust. I wasn't going to dust my house and all these people were coming. And you know what? I don't think anybody noticed. It was like, nobody said anything. And if they did, I guess I really didn't care. So some of those simple things that we think everything just has to be completely perfect, it really doesn't. Holidays really are about giving and giving back and being together and, you know, connecting with your family and friends.
And that's so true. And I believe so much of what we see in the media, on Facebook, everywhere, it looks like everything's just so perfect. And you really have to remember I saw a t-shirt once it was a couple of weeks ago, and it said, I wish you the life you pretend to have on Facebook or something like that, because, you know, it's not really the way it is. So I think number one, pitch perfection is a good tip.
It is. I know the other day I made a dish for our staff meeting at work, and it looked nothing like the picture. And so I told them, well, it looks nothing like the picture. And these guys wouldn't have known because it tasted great, but it looked nothing like the picture.
That's funny. So number two in our favorite stress busting tips is don't ditch your daily routine. And what we mean by that is really, you know, there's the hustle and bustle of the holidays, but you should always remember what important things.
This is so true. This is so true. And actually one of our really most fun things at Thanksgiving is we do the turkey trot every Thanksgiving morning. And so we get out there and we run or do the walk, whatever each family member can handle. And we do it as a family and some friends. And it's just been a tradition that's really fun. And you get your exercise in because you know you're going to overeat that day. So at least you've gotten that in and you can feel good about it. And actually, a lot of times when you do exercise, you don't tend to not eat as much either. So that's a really good thing. So the regular exercise is extremely important to continue to exercise throughout the holidays, and continue to do your things that you do on a daily basis, so you don't get stressed out that you've gotten behind.
Absolutely. So number three is actually something that I
here we go.
I did a couple years ago, and it's helped me out a lot, is don't send Christmas cards. And I know it's shocking for some of you because you've done it forever. And, you know, if you're like, you know, me, I think over the last couple of years, I used to get probably over 100 sent to us. And really now it's down to you know, just maybe 20 or so. And I think more and more people aren't doing it, and they're looking at other options, you know, Facebook or other ways to do it. But the idea is, if you don't send a Christmas card, you could actually do something a little different. You could send a New Year's card, or you could just wait till February and do a Happy Valentine's Day card. I did that one year because I didn't have my act together. So what do you think about that idea?
You know, and I think that is a great idea. I have a couple friends that I get a Valentine's card from every year, and I love it. It's like, you're not thinking about it. You're not thinking, oh, another Christmas card is going to be coming in. And you get these Valentine's cards. It's just a treat. It's just a treat. So I think that's a really good idea. I think it's a really good idea. Now, if you're the type of person that will stress you out more if you don't send them, because we have some of those out there, I'm sure, then just get it done.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a couple of really cool sites that you can actually send your list, and they will address it for you and send it out. I mean, so really there's options out there if you're willing to search for it, that they'll take it right off your plate and do it for you. Now, it costs money, obviously, but you know what? Sometimes it's worth paying for.
Yep, sometimes it is. Those are great ideas. So, have you ever heard of sniffing citrus?
No.
Well, if you're into essential oils, there's a citrus blend, actually, that I actually get through Young Living. But really, any citrus, tangerine, orange, lemon, grapefruit, these are all really, and you combine them and you kind of make your own little blend. Actually, when you sniff those, it can boost your mood. So it can release those norepinephrine and some other chemicals that it actually lifts your mood. So when we're stressed out, what happens is our low mood kind of settles in. And so to help you lift your mood and help things, you know, help you feel better, go ahead and sniff some citrus.
Oh, cool. I like that idea. I love it. So it really doesn't have to be an essential oil. You could actually cut an orange and sniff it if you wanted to.
You can. And then eat it. It's good for you.
That's funny. So the last of our favorites is really the concept of do less, enjoy more. And, you know, I think that's really, it's harder to do, you know, than it looks and than it sounds, because we are so busy. And as women, we just do. And I think part of the doing less is really a mind shift.
Right. Well, I think what's really fun, if you're a baker and you do a lot, keep in mind, people aren't eating sugar like they used to. So you don't have to make that much like you used to. And sometimes it's fun to get together, like for a whole Saturday with some friends, and everybody kind of do a little treat, and then boom, it's done one day. And so you're not dragging it out, and cookie exchanges and things like that are really fun. So you're only making those two dozen, but you're receiving, you know, all of the others. So that is an idea to do less. And as far as having everything else perfect, it's have someone clean your house. Give yourself a treat. What a great Christmas present to yourself. If you are always the one who has to clean your house, just have someone come in and do it a couple days before you're having the family
over.
That's
a great idea. You know, the do less, enjoy more is also the concept of mindfulness and being mindful in the moment. And I think we've got so much distraction in our lives these days that if you truly just stop and as you're entering into a situation, be it an event or having people over or whatever, just stop and say, I truly appreciate where I am right now and the people that I'm going to be with. And I think just set yourself up for that experience and just breathe through it and enjoy it.
Yes. And living in that moment and being grateful for what you do have. There's families all over that can't get together during the holidays for various reasons. So if you even have half of your family there and you get to spend even only 2 hours, don't be upset that you didn't get to spend 3 days with them. Be grateful for the time you do get to spend with them and be grateful that you actually got that, because there's many people that are alone on the holidays. And so be grateful for what you have.
Absolutely. And you know, on the flip side of that, there's when you are in a stressful family situation, you know, that's the other thing. Families together in close quarters that may not get along well, that's the other part of, you know, what you can do anything for a few hours, right? So it's about the stress that you have, you know, building up to it. It's probably worse than it's going to be. You know, it's about mindset.
Good point. Good point. Because getting together does create stress for some families. And so either don't go, because that's okay too. That's okay too, if it's going to create that much stress for you, or just go and go for those few hours. You don't have to stay till midnight. Go for just a couple hours, you know, and spend that time, because it usually is, as time goes on, is when it gets more stressful. So you can do something for 2 hours.
Right. And don't drink, because then you're going to get a hot flash.
Yes.
So as we close, I want to remind you to go to our website, rondanp.com, to download our tips to win against holiday stress. So thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining the Menopause Guide Podcast with Rhonda NP. You'll find the show notes and other valuable information at our website, rondanp.com. Don't worry about this menopause thing. You've got this.